Welcome to Nach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp. Today we will focus on chapter 38 of the Book of Iyov, which records the pivotal moment that Iyov had so longed for, along with the readers of this sefer. Iyov's ardent plea for a response from heaven finally arrives as a voice comes out of the tempest. Was there an actual storm, like the one that destroyed his home and killed his children? Could this be a manifestation of the raging thunder and blinding lightning referenced in Elihu's description of Hashem's omnipotence? Or is this whirlwind in Iyov's mind alone, a torrent of thoughts and roiling emotions that bring on the prophetic experience, reminiscent of Melachim Aleph, where they depict Eliyahu's encounter with God in the desert as he lay despondent, wishing for death. V'hinei Hashem over v'ruach gedola v'chazak mefarek harim u'mishaber slaim v'achar haruach rash v'achar harash esh v'achar haesh kol dmama daka. Then a great and powerful wind ripped the mountains and shattered rocks. After the wind, an earthquake. After the earthquake, fire. And after the fire came a thin, still voice. Similarly, an unmistakable voice calls out to Iyov with a barrage of questions. Mi ze machshich etza b'milin blidat? Ezor na kegever chalatzecha, ve'esh alcha, ve'hodieni. Efo hayita biyosdi aretz, haged im yadata vina. Mi sam memadeha kiteda, o minata lehakav. Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now your loins like a man, that I may ask of you, and you will inform me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if you have the understanding. Who determined its measures, if you know? Or who stretched the line upon it? Then Hashem proceeds with an epic description of the earth's emergence from the watery depths, likened to the drama of a baby's birth, accompanied by the song and applause of a heavenly choir. Biron yachat kochvei voker, vayariu kol bnei ha'elohim. Vayasech bedlataim yam begicho merechem yetze, besumi anan levusho, ve'arafel chatulato. As the morning stars sang together, and all the angels trumpeted with joy, he shut up the sea behind doors, when the earth broke forth out of the womb. When I made it, clothed it in clouds, and swaddled it in dark fog. The imagery evokes maternal feelings, alluding not only to God's awesome creative powers, but more importantly to his nurturing concern and tender love. Rashi notes that this is reminiscent of the 16th chapter of the prophet Yechezkel, where he described the birth of a nation emerging from the crucible of slavery. The nation of Israel is depicted as an unwanted, abandoned, newborn baby girl wallowing in blood when the hovering presence of God rescues her, washes, swaddles, cuddles, and nurtures her. Here the earth comes forth from the raging sea, as Hashem holds back the rushing waters that want to restore the primordial chaos of tohu vavohu. But God imposes order and natural law as he separates the drying land from the depths of water. Ve'eshbor alav chuki va'asim bariach udlataim va'omar at po tavo ve'lo tosif ufo yashit big on galecha. as I imposed my limit on it, placing doors and bars, and I said, "This far you may come and no further. Here's where your proud waves halt." Having claimed singular control of all natural phenomena, Hashem addresses the prevalence of evil and proliferation of wickedness in the world he alone created. He challenges Iyov, who so fervently ranted about the apparent serenity of men who commit atrocities with impunity. In verses 12 and 13, he asks, "Hameyamecha tzivita vokel? Yidata hashacha mekomo? Le'echoz bechnafot ha'aretz vayena'aru resha'im mimena? Have you ever given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place, that it might take the earth by the edges and shake the wicked out of it?" These questions seem to skirt the issue and faintly suggest that perhaps it is impossible to shake the Rishoim from the surface of the earth, like shaking out the crumbs from a tablecloth. You surely noticed that the Ktiv of the Mesorah requires that the ayin in the word Rishaim bounce off the line as if it was shaken loose. The importance of these verses is often overlooked, for they are far more than ironic questions to indicate how little Iyov understands and how incomprehensible is God's justice. Perhaps these verses underscore that God is challenging Iyov and all humanity with a responsibility to expose surreptitious human behavior and bring corruption and cruelty to the light of day where it can be expunged, asking, "What have you done to bring moral order to the beautiful world with which I entrusted you?" While Hashem imposed immutable order and law on the physical world that he created out of nothingness, and balanced the forces of heavens and the earth into perfect harmony, he imposed no such limits on the human being, whom he freed to choose between good and evil, and gave him dominion in this world with sufficient wisdom and resources to perfect himself and the world in which he lives. Adam was put into a perfect Gan Eden and charged to cultivate and protect it, le'ovda u'lishomra, but was free to destroy and defile it. Therefore, Hashem throws the problem of evil back at Iyov and back to us, the readers. How can we allow wickedness to prevail with impunity? Hashem then proceeds to pummel away at Iyov's pride, demonstrating how little he understands about the workings of the visible world, and even less about the realms, both physical and spiritual, which are beyond a human's line of vision. Havata ad nifreyam, uvecheker tehom hitalachta, haniglulecha she'arei mavet, ושערי צל מוות תראה, התבוננת עד רחבי ארץ, הגד אם ידעת כולה. Have you journeyed to the depths of the sea, or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you? Have you seen the gates of hell? Have you comprehended the vast expanses of the earth? Tell me if you know all this. Despite the advancement of scientific knowledge about the solar system, man has managed at best to uncover the laws of astrophysics and geology, the what and the how of chemistry and biological systems, but has not advanced by one iota in answering the why and wherefore behind such wondrous phenomena. So Hashem bombards Iyov with questions that have puzzled scientists and philosophers throughout the ages, such as verse 19, איזה הדרך ישכון אור, וחושך איזה מקומו. What is the way to the abode of light, and where does darkness reside? And then in verses 22 and 23, God discloses that Eov knows nothing of both optics and meteorology, and is clueless as to how the Creator uses light and darkness, snow and hail, knowledge and ignorance as instruments of retribution and justice on earth and beyond. Havata el otsrot sheleg, ve'otsrot barad tir'eh, אשר חסכת לעצר ליום קרב ומלחמה? Have you entered the storehouses of the snow, or seen the storehouses of the hail, which I reserved for a time of trouble, for a day of battle and war? Betwixt and between, Hashem interjects a pointed statement to the man who dared challenge the Creator's fairness and continues to question whether Hashem cares for the world he brought into being. Verse 21 reads, Yadata ki az tevaled umispar yamecha rabim. The commentaries vary widely in interpreting this verse. Ibn Ezra and Mitzudot deem it a sarcastic statement that underscores the fact that man's comprehension is limited to the here and now. No human soul has foreknowledge of the time and circumstances of his birth, nor can any living person predict the lifespan he has been allotted. Accordingly, this verse should be translated as, But of course you know all this, for you were born before it was all created, and you are so very experienced. Sfono, on the other hand, reads this verse as a declaration, promising that once a human being comes to understand where the light dwells, namely, that only the divine soul can survive the darkness of death and decrepitude, then he can strive to develop that spirit and use his physical faculties for the good, secure in the promise that az tivaled, you will be reborn in olam haba, while securing a meaningful life in this material world. This chapter echoes Elihu's descriptions of rainstorms that can bring death or life to the wilderness, as it continues with the theme of birth with which it opened. Does the rain have a father? Who gives birth to the dew? Who is the mother of the ice? Who gives birth to the frost from the heavens? Eov probably stands astonished as God points out the interplay between the celestial bodies and life on earth, as he continues to ask, Do you know the laws of the universe? Can you use them to regulate the earth? Can you shout to the clouds and make it rain? Should Eov come to perceive the synergy between heaven and the weather on earth, Hashem points out in verse 36, Mi shat batuchot chokhma, o mi natan lesechvi bina, indicating that the human has profound wisdom and moral sensibility imprinted in his or her DNA, but hidden from the conscious mind. This verse brings to mind the first bracha recited every morning, Hanoten lasechvi bina lehafchin ben yom uvein laila. Just as the rooster can discern between night and day, so the human conscience can distinguish between good and evil, and human reason can make logical deductions. Rashi indicates that the sechvi represents human reason that can predict the consequences of voluntary behavior and moral choices. Thank you for learning with me.
Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat, Rose Foreman,
Rezul Rochel Bat Arya Leib, and for Rachel Zeitlin, Rochel Bat Shlomo, Alehen HaShalom.